Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes,
yeah, baby,
and the eagle flies.
Stars and stripes and that eagle's flying, and this is What's on Your Mind. Hello, Scott Henning here. Kevin Flynn riding shotgun. Busy program for you today. Fargo Public School District giving a middle finger to the state lawmakers and the apparatus of North Dakota. They're going to defy the law. They know better than the lawmakers of North Dakota. Dangerous position they're taking, and I'm curious if taxpayers of the Fargo School District are okay with that. There's something you support. You've got a hierarchy in the Fargo public school system that is pretty liberal. And they've decided for you, the taxpayers, they're going to defy this law. It's 1522 is the law. We're going to talk with one of the sponsors, Cole Christensen, later on in the program today, and talk a little bit about this. I believe the provision in the law, which is really simple, Governor Burgum talked about this yesterday, said, you know, let's just tamp this down, read the bill. Pretty straightforward, pretty simple. But the last provision in the bill is what I believe the Fargo Public School Superintendent and School Board do not want to do. And let me read it to you. Unless otherwise required by law, a school district, public school, or public school teacher may not adopt a policy concerning a particular student's transgender status without approval from the student's parent or legal guardian. Kevin, let me ask you. If we were back in George's high school days, and the school decided to adopt a policy specific to your son, would you not want to be involved in that?
I would insist.
Okay, so pretty common sense law there, right?
Yep.
Second part of this, teachers, schools, school districts may not withhold or conceal information about a student's transgender status from the student's parent or legal guardian. Would you be okay with them withholding or concealing information about your son?
No, would not at all.
No parent would, folks.
And I bet if you ask any of these nonsense makers in St. Paul about that, that, hey, Governor Tim, if it was your daughter or your son that was being held in another state against your will and you could not extradite them, you had nothing to say about your minor child in another state at the hands of a teacher, you're okay with that. That would be okay then. That's what you're saying. That's what they're doing in Minnesota.
It's, speaking of which,
I mean,
a texter here says, hey, you guys, you really need to reel Fargo in, or we're going to end up as a state just as screwed up as Minnesota is. Fargo is going to end up dictating every single thing that happens in North Dakota, and Fargo's full of nothing but lunatic leftists.
They learned, use words like love and inclusion, you know, love and caring and health caring, and we're affirming. And
well, that's fine.
I mean,
I think love is good. I think caring is good. I don't have any problem with that. And quite honestly, this goes without saying.
My point I was going to finish is who loves a child more than their parents?
Yeah.
So how about we consider that love?
Good point.
How about we consider that kind of that caring and make sure that they're involved?
The only way you can try to discern some sort of reason behind this is that if the school communicates to the parent the transgender status of the student and the parents don't know that already, that somehow they're going to be less than caring about it, right? But that's a lot of presumption. And not to mention, you don't get to decide that. You don't get to, guess. They're not your kids. That's where it's wrong. But parents, schools, everybody ought to be understanding of somebody's status. And, doesn't mean you have to support it and cheerlead it and run around with the, but you can love them. You certainly can do that. And I think there's a lot better chance a parent is going to love them than a school district is going to love them. But let's just step aside for a second. You okay with a school district, any school district, defying the law?
Well, again, Scott, not your children. Takes a village, remember? There you go. Takes a village. Everybody.
Wow. Really, really something. Tell me what you think about this. 800. You can just actually call the local number, 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. You call us. Text us at 701-237-1590. What in the world is happening? What in the world is happening? Somebody make sense of this for me. Ryan's in Aberdeen. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, this seems pretty simple to me, Scott. Pretty cut and dried. If your legislature up there had an ounce of common sense, they would have put enforcement mechanisms, consequences for violating the law into the bill. I don't know that they did. I don't know that they didn't. But if they did, then proceed accordingly. If they didn't, seems to me like the law had no teeth to begin with.
Don't disagree. Don't disagree, Ryan. It's a head scratcher, isn't it? Are you still there, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, I am. I mean, enforce the law as written. So much of what ails us as a country, this and other things, I mean, just enforce the law. Do what the law says. Really, really simple to me. And when people break the law, deal with them as the law provides.
I don't think you have much of an option. And that's what the governor was referring to yesterday. And legislators are going to say the same thing. Appreciate the call, Ryan. Thank you. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. We're going to chat with Rupa Gandhi, the superintendent of public schools, after the break here, coming up in a couple of minutes, to try and better understand the thought process behind defying a law. Texture says, Kevin, you ask how we got here. We have a serious problem in this country of media, politicians, and leaders of lying to the American public. And we as the American people are accepting it.
Seem to be. Some are.
Another texture says, doesn't the Fargo School Board have an attorney that interprets North Dakota law? The school board president isn't able to reinterpret a law to their intentions. And the school board president, if that's what you're referring to, or the superintendent, I guess, but the president of the school board said something to the effect of, I'm a pediatrician and a pediatrician approved of this decision. So, wow. Yeah. Let's go to Bev in Roseau, Minnesota. Bev, what's on your mind today?
You know, you were talking about, are we comfortable with the schools making decisions about our children and defying laws? Let's come back to prior to the civil rights, where it was okay to segregate and black students were not allowed in the schools with our white students. Were we okay with that? This bit with the schools taking control of our children and not telling us things about our children is very, very similar. Would we be okay if our daughter was pregnant and they didn't tell us when she had an abortion?
Yeah, well,
not raise our children. We do.
By the way, Minnesota has a law now for that, and they're a abortion sanctuary state, believe it or not, for that very thing. So your analogy is correct, Bev. It's already happening. Unbelievable. Appreciate your call. Others welcome. We'll talk to the superintendent of public schools in Fargo, Dr. Rupa Gandhi, after this short timeout. Don't go away.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you hungry yet? Well, I'm going to get you there. For lunch today, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Swedish meatballs, oh my gosh, can't go wrong there. 45th location, orange chicken, sweet and sour chicken, and Yuland beefy noodles in Glendon, Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue. Beef tips and gravy on 12th Avenue and I-29. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Dr. Rupa Gandhi has called in to the show, and we're pleased that he has to talk a little bit about this concern we have and legislators have, and the governor raised as well yesterday. Dr. Gandhi, thank you for joining us. Are you there, Dr. Gandhi?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, now I can, yes. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
So would you tell us exactly why you suggested that this bill be ignored?
Yeah, I actually didn't suggest that the bill be ignored. I shared that there are pieces of the bill that may be perceived in the spirit of which it was written to conflict with some federal laws or with just some fundamental responsibilities that we have as educators, and asked the board and shared the board what our approach was going to be unless they would have redirection. My function and my role and responsibility is to administer the vision of the board, and the board governs through policies, and this bill puts a couple of policies in conflict with one another.
Okay, what are those policies that are in conflict?
Well, one is to make sure that we are in compliance with all state and federal laws, and then the second one is to make sure that we are trying to provide a safe and welcoming environment for all of our students.
But what's the federal law that conflicts with the state law that's newly passed?
Yeah, the federal law that is going to be the discrimination law. So the U.S. Department of Education recognized in the Supreme Court reasoning in the Bostick decision that applies to Title IX, that Title IX prohibits discrimination against any harassment of students, school-based employees on their gender identity.
Okay, what in House Bill 1522 suggests you discriminate against any student?
Yeah, it would be prohibiting students that would not be allowed to use a restroom that does not identify with their biological gender.
So this is about restrooms. That's the only concern you have in 1522.
There are a couple of areas that we have concerns with. It's also about requiring us to share a student's gender identity with their parents without knowing the full circumstances.
So you don't want to involve a parent?
That's not what I've said. That is absolutely not what I have shared. What I've shared is that this law as written, there are components of this law that conflict with federal law, and there's components of this law that conflict with our responsibilities to keep all students safe and provide a welcoming environment. And I govern through what our governance process is to let the board know this is how we're going to approach things, and the board has the authority to redirect that. So that was the intent of my statement.
Well, it's pretty obvious that the board is all on board for whatever you want to do. So I'm trying to discern what it is you're trying to do and what it is that you're most concerned about in 1522. The restroom provision on this is, let's see here. A board of a school district shall establish, with the approval of the parent or legal guardian, a plan for the use of a separate restroom accommodation for a transgender student. That's a problem?
Yeah, it could be, because it could be perceived as discrimination, not allowing a student to use a public restroom with their gender identity that they're identifying as.
So if I'm a male identifying as a female, I should be able to use the female restroom, in your opinion?
In the Supreme Court opinion of Bostock versus Clayton County, which was decided on June 15th of 2020, the Supreme Court recognized that discriminating on the basis of actual or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity is always a form of sex discrimination, and federal law prohibits sex discrimination in both employment and in education.
Actually, that's dysphoria discrimination, not sex discrimination. But
what do the lawyers say when you've got a perceived conflict here between federal law and state law?
That is the board's function, to determine how to govern when there's a conflicting policies.
So they've got to decide whether to say legislature. Obviously the government closest to us, you're wrong, we're going to go with the feds. They can do that.
Well, I think the board's function is to govern through risk mitigation. And my recommendation was to follow federal law, because I much rather risk an organizational negative consequence than a negative consequence to a student, given the research that I had cited about the impact of not supporting students.
In your statement, you also said we will not openly out any student because of one law if we know that is going to cause harm to the child. What in this bill has you openly outing a student?
The requirement to share information to a parent that may not be supportive, or in a situation that we don't know, that can potentially cause harm to a student.
How would you know that, though? How would you know? I mean, again, do you not see where there would be concern over concealing information from a parent?
I do, but I also see that there's greater concern for someone that is going through a transition or is in the process, and sharing a piece of very personal information that research suggests that when that information is shared, not by them through their own means, it can significantly increase their chances of depression or suicide. That's a greater harm, and we are going to respect that individual's process to go through and their process of sharing the information regarding their identity as they see fit.
How do you
know, so educators and administrators have more autonomy over kids than their parents do. That's where we're going with this.
No, that's an assumption for
you. You just said that, doctor.
We encourage our... No, I didn't. I'm following the law, and there's a federal law that talks about what constitutes discrimination and what doesn't. We always encourage our students to talk to their parents and build that relationship, but we also understand that there are circumstances that are not lived experiences that any of us have shared, and it's not my position to make an assumption on behalf of any of those lived experiences.
And the idea of a policy being developed for a particular student's transgender status, the bill says you can't do that without approval from the student's parent or legal guardian. That's a bad idea, too, in your view?
I'm not commenting on the development of a policy or not. That really hasn't been a concern of ours.
So it was the second one about withholding or concealing information about a student's transgender status from the student's parent or legal guardian is something you cannot do. You're saying you want the ability to do that.
I'm saying that there are circumstances in which that the inability to do that can potentially cause a direct harm based on the research that we've cited.
Are you worried about the harm that might come to someone that, you know, uses a different sex bathroom? That, you know, people might not be real good with that. Say fathers, say who. I'm just.
We don't have time for your answer. Can you hang tight for just a couple more minutes, Dr. Gandhi?
Yes, absolutely.
We'll continue this after a short break on What's on Your Mind.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. Many are worried what's going to happen to American sovereignty when Title 42 ends at 1 minute before midnight tonight. Jonathan Lyons on Fox News this morning is the Yuma County Supervisor in Arizona. He describes what he sees.
There's been a lot of crying children, as you can imagine. I'm sure that they've had long journeys, and they are expediting the processing of the family units. But here it seems as if people are coming across in a respectful manner, lining up as they are processed. processed and their pictures are taken and they are loading up into buses.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will hold a press briefing in Washington this afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern. Later this afternoon, President Biden will talk about his claim of historic conservation actions that have been enacted by the Biden-Harris administration. The celebration speech will be from the Rose Garden. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Up in the Hall of Fame, some go down in the blaze of glory, some people never ever make a name, but change the game.
You know, if you're looking for heating, air conditioning, plumbing, mechanical contractor services, there's a name that's been around over 100 years. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Remember that. Online at hatandsons.com. Do it better than anybody. Financing available, free estimates, commercial operations everywhere. Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Bismarck, Newtown, Minot, providing services throughout the region. HATandSons.com. You tell them Scott sent you. We are chatting with Dr. Rupak Gandhi, who is the superintendent of schools in Fargo, about comments this week's school board meeting related to House Bill 1522. Which is, Governor Burgum said yesterday, pretty straightforward, simple bill, one page, dealing with the pronouns, and not requiring or mandating. The pronoun thing, I thought they did well, because they're saying you can't adopt a policy that requires or prohibits an employee's use of an individual preferred pronoun when addressing or mentioning the individual in work-related communications. And then the other section that we're talking about now is the transgender student accommodations. And Dr. Gandhi has specifically raised a concern about the use of bathrooms because he said it conflicts with federal law. So that's one of the reasons they've opposed this. Kev, just rephrase your question for Dr. Gandhi again.
Well, okay, so we're concerned about a biological male that identifies as a female, that we're saying federal law says they can use a biological women's bathroom. And we always talk about, you know, their feelings and their, I don't know, rights. I don't know what you want to call it, but what about the feelings of the girls that are in the biological women that are in the bathroom that are affected by this? The parents that don't like this, at the very minimum, I would think we can just take that completely off the table and just have a gender or a sex-neutral bathroom. We have that where my kids go. Just take all this bathroom nonsense out of the debate and come up with a bathroom that anybody can use. First come, first serve. That would be my, you know, what about the girls that are impacted by a man coming into their bathroom dressed as a woman, is what I'm asking.
Yes, I think if I kind of understand your question, I have never shared that there are not two sides of every part of this conversation. Like I shared throughout this interview, when there's conflicting policies, our Board of Education needs to look at all data and how it applies to risk mitigation for them and then make a determination based on that. Student safety is always paramount, and if there's a concern, we are going to address that concern if there's any behaviors as well. To your point, I would fully support and advocate for having single stall or all restrooms be gender neutral across all of our buildings. Unfortunately, we don't have kind of the economic capacity or time constraints to get that done overnight, or today or tomorrow.
Well, that's what's got to be told to the students that want to use the girls' bathroom. That's what you got to tell them then. Sorry, we're working on building your bathroom until then you have to use the other one. I don't know why that just can't be told to people. You can't use that. The answer is no. But we're so busy accommodating feelings.
Because it's discrimination against, according to federal law. This is not about you or me or our personal feelings. This is about law, what's considered discrimination or not at the Supreme Court level and at the state level.
Texter says on that note, ask Dr. Gandhi what our North Dakota state law says. Aren't our schools supposed to follow our state laws?
We are, and this is a situation in which we have conflicting laws.
How do you plan to resolve that?
That is for, I shared my plan, and the Board of Education has the ability to course correct if they don't agree with our plan.
And your plan is, we're not going to follow 1522. We're not going to follow North Dakota law.
When it conflicts with federal law, and if there is a direct harm to students, and that is a perception. I mean, I don't even know if we are. What parts of what the governor said yesterday is that we can continue to practice and it wouldn't be a violation of law. I know that's not the same interpretation as other legislators. So even in my statements to the school board, I never once said that we're going to break the law or defy the law. And that's not the intent of my actions or my words. What I had shared is that there is federal law that will be in conflict with some individual's perception of the spirit of this law. And if that's a situation, we're going to have to figure out what to do. And unless the board self-corrects or, of course, tells us otherwise, our administration and our practices will be in favor of the data that supports making sure that all students have a safe and welcoming environment.
You said, quote, we are going to double down to advocate for our youth. Is that suggesting that 1522 is the state law that's passed is somehow not advocating for our youth? I mean, that you feel you need to advocate for our youth over 1522? You don't see that you see 1522 as harming our youth?
I think if you followed the legislative process that 1522 went through, I think it's pretty profoundly clear that anyone that has already represented a marginalized group, and if specifically youth that represent the LGBTQIA2S+ community, will say that 1522 did not help and is not perceived as a bill to advocate for them. It has been more a bill that's meant to marginalize them further.
What was the law you cited as far as the bathroom usage?
It was a Supreme Court decision.
Well, there's a Supreme Court decision, but then I also cited Title IX discrimination.
I just read the 11th Circuit Court concluded that separating school bathrooms based on biological sex is constitutional and doesn't violate Title IX of the Education Amendments, the Act of 72, federal law that bans discrimination on the basis of sex and gender identity in schools that receive federal funding. So I'm getting conflicting deals on that.
Yeah, and I cited a different case at the Supreme Court level that was determined, and also just the definition of kind of Title IX, which prohibits discrimination against harassment of students in school and place based on their gender identity and sexual orientation. And not that conflicting laws can't exist, but that would be up for the lawyers to figure out in the courts. And maybe it will get figured out. But in the interim, when we have what we perceive to be conflicting policies, we have a responsibility on how to move forward. And within the purview I have, that responsibility is always going to put students first. And if my course or approach or interpretation of the law needs to be changed, I provided our Board of Education, who's the governing authority, to do that.
You also said yesterday that, or the day before, I guess, we will not participate in anything we think is going to subject students to further discrimination or increase their harm. How do you presume that? How do you presume to know what could increase their self-harm? I assume you're obviously, again, talking about the bill. You believe this bill would subject students to further discrimination or increase their self-harm. How do you discern that?
Yeah, there's a variety of ways. We talk to students. We work in schools, and we're here to serve our students. So first and foremost, it's looking and talking to our students and having conversations about them, understanding what's happening in schools and the dynamics and the structures that cause the outcomes, looking at the outcomes for students and seeing whether the outcomes that they have are marginalizing maybe one group from what I believe is educational justice, which is the right to have the highest quality of education and experience for all students as possible or not. And then also taking a look at the abundance of research that creates different outcomes for students or for different circumstances, which some of it was cited at the school board meeting.
I didn't hear anything about parents in that. Do parents have a role in that conversation?
We always support parents' roles in education, and every statement that I had shared on Tuesday was never against parents. In fact, I even said this is not about being against parents. It's being for students, and I am a parent, or I will be a parent, of a student within our school system next year as well. So I think to generalize a statement when we're talking about a potential conflict in one situation, which parent involvement can potentially cause harm or increase harm to a student, to generalize that to mean that we want or we don't favor parent involvement is a false assumption, and it's feeding a false narrative about the intent of the conversation I had with the board.
Charlie in Fargo for Dr. Rupak Gandhi. Go ahead, Charlie.
This is so wrong. He literally is excluding parents and is sticking his nose into the business of a family. The school district is not my family, and for him to be inclusive to the students, that's an outright lie. During my kids' time there, my kids were ridiculed for being Christians, ridiculed for being by teachers, by being conservatives. They mocked us for voting for Republican candidates. This guy is way out of line. It's none of his business. If he thinks the child is being abused at home or is not getting treated right, call the police. The school district
exactly.
is not a parental role. They serve us, and I am so mad and sick of the Fargo School District. I want to burn it down. I hope everyone recalls every school board member. And Gandhi, I hope you're fired and your kid never sends a day in our district. I want anyone who wants to start a recall, I will sign it today. And I will even start it because these guys need to know that they don't have the right to step into our family decisions. Security, safety, if they think there's something wrong with my family or any family in town, you call the police, you use the system. You're not the police, Dr. Gandhi. That's all I have to say. Sick and tired of this in Fargo.
Yeah,
and if you're concerned about it, exactly, call law enforcement. That's what they're there for.
Well, I also think, Charlie, the only thing I would say is when you talk about burning it down, you got to be careful there.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, not literally.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to add that little caveat, but I the passion you bring about the involvement of what's necessary is 100% accurate. There's no doubt about it. Dr. Gandhi didn't hear that because we inadvertently cut him off here. We have a minute left. Anything you want to say in conclusion, Dr. Gandhi?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio and kind of share where we're coming from as well. There's no part of our actions or statements that were meant to create an additional divide between parents and educators. In fact, it's the exact opposite of what our intent is to support students. Just understanding that every situation is a little bit different and making sure that we can trust our educators and the great work that they do to make sure that we're providing all of our students with the best environment that they can to be successful.
You know, we live in interesting times. There's no doubt about it, and certainly probably more challenging than any time in our history in schools. So we know this is not easy, and we appreciate you coming on to talk about it. But I would just encourage you, as someone that's lived here in North Dakota since longer than I can remember, that parents really need to be part of every single decision. When we get to a position where parents are somehow second-class citizens or we're withholding or concealing information from parents, it's dangerous ground, and I hope you think twice about any policy that would do that. We appreciate you joining us, Dr. Gandhi. Thank you. More after this on What's On Your Mind, your reaction to that chat.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. At ND Estate Services, it's our job to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. We educate families on how to, number one, avoid probate, protect from guardianship, save taxes, and most importantly, have peace of mind. Contact me, Mark, at 701-318-0908 or contact me via ndestateservices.com.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind, I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down, I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me.
11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, back to your calls for some reaction to our conversation with Fargo School Superintendent Rupak Gandhi. Lyle and Fargo, go ahead, you're up.
Gandhi, Lyle and Fargo, go ahead, you're up.
Just turn that radio down,
Lyle.
Gotta
turn the radio down, buddy.
So we can, you don't want to hear me twice. Hi, Lyle, how you doing?
you doing?
You can have a chat with him, Daniel, and see if we can get him to turn his radio down. Joan in Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Joan. Joan, are you there? Sounds kind of quiet. We got some.
Hello, Joan.
We got some bugs in the phone system here today, or what the heck's going on?
I'd have.
Yeah.
We got a ton of texts we can get to, though.
We do. My gosh.
A lot, yeah.
Texter says if he's going to interpret our state law differently, he needs to run for a North Dakota legislative position and rewrite the North Dakota law. Laws are made there and not intended to be rewritten by the superintendent of a school board. Well said. We, by the way, are going to talk to one of the sponsors of this bill, Cole Christensen, top of next hour.
One of the texts says, you know, his view of withholding information from parents about their own children is appalling. And, you know, he cited that, you know, just, you know, if the children are worried, if they're, you know, they're worried about what their parent, if what we're talking about is the parents won't approve of it. If the parents are mean and say no, that somehow you need to protect these poor kids from the word no, or from the word, well, you can deal with that when you're 18. Or, again, this is all just virtue pandering that's like, you know, just the answer's no, honey. I'm sorry. You can wear lipstick if you want, but no, you can't do that, and you can't do that, and you can't do that either until you're an adult.
Listener says, did you just say that Dr. Gandhi didn't hear a single word that caller said because you decided to cut him off?
No, he dropped off. We didn't cut him off. His phone dropped.
Yeah, it was
would never cut him off.
It was a mistake. So, they happen. Anyway, goes on to say, if so, he couldn't hear anything. You need to clear that up with us listeners, because if you did, that makes you know better than the leftist media.
No, we did not cut him off.
He needed to hear every single thing that angry parent had to say. That I'll agree with, because I think it's a common theme from many. He'll hear it in the.
You now, can be, if he hung up or whatever, that was, well, we certainly didn't hang up on him.
You can be sure the staff others. Heard that, and he'll know about it.
Would never, yeah, no.
Texter says, I hope Dr. Gandhi's child entering the school system next year is not a girl. I can't believe that he would be okay with a male using the same bathroom
I
as
thought
his,
the same thing.
As his daughter.
I was going to ask him that. Is that okay? What if a teacher kidnaps your daughter and takes her to Minnesota? You good with that? Whatever kind of procedure she wants to have.
Another listener, maybe someone should ask if he's received any political funding from Soros to get in his current office. Well, he was applied for the job and received the job after a search committee did their work, so I don't think George Soros had anything to do with this one. Listener says, supporting the student and not including the parents is dividing a family against itself.
Amen.
Again, what we're arguing about here, from his perspective, is a piece of this law that says, unless otherwise required by a law, school district, public school, or public school teacher, the school district may not withhold or conceal information about a student's transgender status from the student's parent or legal guardian. That's what they're arguing against. They want the ability to withhold or conceal that information.
And it's mind-blowing to me that federal law, you know, the federal law says that you know, Leah Thomas can use the women's restroom. Federal law says that there's no problem there. This is so far beyond reason.
Is that federal law?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying that would be a violation if they call it discriminating. Well, we can't discriminate because federal law says we can't discriminate based on gender orientation.
I think we're all mostly concerned about this idea of withholding or concealing information from the.
Oh yeah, all of it. It's nonsense. What do you mean discriminating?
Listener says the school is not the place to deal with this issue. It's parents' responsibility. Who and where did Dr. Gandhi come from?
Another text around that. No, you don't parent our children. You're supposed to teach them.
I forget where he. Moved here from, but he had a good position, I think what's happened is the school board is extremely liberal, so I think Dr. Gandhi's even become more liberal, and it's, you know, it's just a love fest. It's a liberal love fest between the school district, school board members, and the superintendent. That's plain and simple. And you know what?
He's from California.
I'll bet that school district, I'm sorry, I'll bet that school board meeting where this was discussed had less than six parents there. I bet you that. And that's, in my mind, something that could change all this. Get involved in this stuff. Get up front. Another listener, where's all this research? Name this research and time frame.
Good question.
This transgender phenomenon is fairly new. How much research can there be? Well, and I think also some of the research is federal. It's not North Dakota as well. Another listener, we're going the way of Rome, just getting there a lot quicker. More after this.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all-season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.